September 30. The wise are wise enough to be good citizens. Proverbs 24, verses 21 to 22. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials, for those two will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities they can bring. It is the height of folly to rebel against the Lord. It is nearly as foolhardy to foment rebellion against a strong, established government. Double folly can be defined as fighting God and a powerful ruler at the same time. In Israel, the king was appointed by God. He ruled under God's authority. To join a rebel against the king was simultaneously to fight against God. It didn't work when Absalom rebelled against his father, King David. It wouldn't work for the northern tribes when they rebelled against the Davidic king. It is true they broke away and established their own government. But as you read the history of Israel, the northern tribes, it was a quick spiral into political turmoil and an early captivity, never to return. Part of the trouble is the unknown calamity. One does not know what will happen. The calamity of rebellion may give way to the calamity of foreign war, of internal riots, of roving gangs killing people on the streets at will, of weather-related catastrophes, to political assassination, to military coup, to oppressive government, which is where the rebellion started. It is better to fear the Lord and honor the ruler he places over us. Let's pray. Lord, you establish governments over the people of the earth to restrain the wicked, create peace, and allow your gospel to be proclaimed. You are sovereign over every ruler on earth. They will answer to you, and it's up to you to decide when they must change. Help me trust in you to be a good citizen, to do your will and live wisely, no matter what the wicked do. Amen.